Colorado pianist Adam Bodine. That's River Transplant from the album Off-Screen Pursuits here on KUVO. Well, Adam is here with us, a diligent band leader, creative arranger. Colorado pianist Adam Bodine has refreshingly open sensibilities and an expressive authenticity that especially comes to life through his original instrumental music. Undeniable is his natural musicality and his joy of playing live, which, paired with his eccentric sense of humor, always shines on stage and treats audiences to unique and memorable experiences. Along with continued success as a main act, various Bodine ensembles have also had the honor of sharing the marquee with some jazz heavyweights such as Robert Glasper, The Bad Plus, Christian McBride, Ron Miles, Charlie Hunter, Sean Jones, Ravi Coltrane, Eddie Gomez, and Pancho Sanchez. As a music educator, Adam enjoys connecting with students of all ages and skill levels. He's worked at a multitude of workshops, camps, schools, and universities, as well as teaches privately out of his home studio in Boulder County, Colorado. The Adam Bodine Quintet plays Nocturne this Saturday, August 3rd. Two sets starting at 6 p.m. Adam, welcome. You like that?
Wow, thanks,
and
Paul.
And that wasn't all of it.
Oh, man. He had that memorized, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thanks.
Memorized.
I started last night practicing. So, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's nice to meet you.
Yeah,
I don't think
likewise.
We've met.
Not that I can recall.
Yes. So, when did music hit you? How old were you?
Oh, since I was a tadpole, my mother taught jazzercise while she was pregnant with me. So as long as I can kind of remember, music has always been...
Wow. All right.
You know.
Siblings?
Yes, I have a younger sister.
Yeah? Does she play at all?
She's a high school math teacher.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, Growing up, she played a little piano.
Music is math, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, you play wonderfully.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We love your music here at KUVO.
Thank you.
So, wow. You sound like you're pretty busy.
Yeah, I keep busy. Mm-hmm.
I mean, all this, you teach, you pass it on. And you were just telling me off the air that you do this thing in Boulder.
Yes, E-Town. I play in the house band up there.
Yeah.
etown.org, all sorts of events and concerts, radio tapings, things like that.
So you meet a lot of new people.
Yeah,
right? New musicians coming in.
It's not all jazz I'm trying to get into.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you meet somebody, you go, you know, I'd like to do a session with you. Does that ever happen?
Yeah. I'm open. I try to.
You make connections.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
You know, I like your folk sound. I like that country sound or whatever.
Sure.
And you sound pretty experimental just listening to your music.
Thank you.
And you like to push the boundaries a little bit.
Especially with, you know, composing and writing, I'm curious. I always want to be curious about something and learn from that as well, that journey of, I'm not just going to write something that, oh, I know how this is going to, I don't know. I'm curious. Where is it going to take me, us, or to take the listener, what are, you know, people that I play with, what are they maybe going to do? There's questions and want to learn and grow from that and maybe come away with it feeling better about ourselves.
It's like expression, I guess, and you're always growing. I mean, Adam Bodine 10 years ago is different than the Adam Bodine today.
Yes.
In other ways?
I would
I
hope
like
so,
laugh.
In many ways. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Okay, well, tell us about this. This was your latest album. This was out, what, last year? Off-Screen Pursuits?
Yes, that's right. Off-Screen Pursuits. Thank you for playing music off of that.
Oh, absolutely. Love it. So tell me about the band.
There's a lot of people.
Sounds like a big production.
So I had to dig this up on my phone, so I don't have this memorized, unlike Paul had my
You're
blurb,
too kind,
my blurb.
Adam.
I don't have this memorized. So, River Transplant, you just heard that. It is 4 minutes and 52 seconds.
Yes.
on it, on that particular tune, Sam Williams plays tenor saxophone, Gabriel Mervine trumpet, Kabu Doug Young electric guitar, Adam Barczyk trombone, Greg Harris vibraphone, Adrian Short violin, Katie Burns cello, Matt Smiley bass, Drew Heller drums, and I'm on the piano.
Yeah, wonderful playing. All right, so tell us about the show. You're playing Nocturne, two sets.
That's
Saturday
right.
night.
Saturday night, August 3rd, mm-hmm. quintet with none of the people I just mentioned.
All right.
A completely new band that has never played together before.
All right.
And
Wait. You've never played before together before?
This particular lineup has not. No.
How does that work? I mean, you've had practice, right?
No.
No?
No, we're going to show up and do the best we can.
That blows my mind, Adam.
Yeah, I've got what are called charts, so I bring charts for the group, and we'll be mixing things up. We'll probably alternate like an original and then a cover. Like we were talking on the break, well, there's a Nirvana tune that we'll throw in there.
Okay.
Things like that. And we jazz up and have a good time with the always friendly, loose crowd at Nocturne Jazz Club Arena.
Show up loose and you'll enjoy yourself. So you want to talk about the band who's
oh, that's
playing
right.
with you?
Yes. Alejandro Castaño will be on drums. Peter, oh man. So Huffaker. I've played with him a handful of times, but I never asked him how to pronounce his name. He'll be on bass. Dave Corbis on guitar, who I occasionally do Frank Zappa tributes.
Oh, cool.
Gigs with.
Okay.
And then here's another guy who might not be able to pronounce his name right. Ike.
Is Spivak?
His first name. Spivak.
That's what I say.
You say Spivak?
I say Spivak.
Spivak.
And he hasn't hit me.
Spivak.
Yeah.
And he's on the saxophone. And
wonderful player.
Yeah. I might have met him. I might have not.
This is so funny.
I enjoyed his playing on a mutual friend, Gonzalo Tepa, on his album. And I liked his playing on that. And so I hit him up, see if he wanted to play this gig. And that's what we're going to do on Saturday.
And it's a busy weekend because you're also going to be playing Dazzle Brunch. You've been doing the Dazzle Brunch for a while.
Yeah, every Sunday.
Yeah.
Most every Sunday is when I'm in town. That's right. Dazzle Brunch, which is completely different than any of the other things we've already talked about. I don't even know how to describe it. You'll have to just come check it out.
I checked out the menu, the biscuits
menu.
And sausage gravy.
Well, then,
yeah, got to do that.
That's half of it because I like to make up songs about items that are on the menu.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So
it's like part comedy, part. It's not jazz.
Yeah.
But
you're entertaining.
Yeah, I'm playing the piano.
Yeah, you're having fun.
Got a weird microphone effect, and people seem to have a good time.
Awesome. Okay, so you have any exciting projects coming up?
Oh, man. Let's see. I got to build a gate at my house for, like, a fence gate. That's a big project that's coming up. It involves, like, some woodwork and some hinges.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got to do that.
That's how you need help?
I think, I mean, maybe. Like, are you offering or?
No.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm all right. So that's a project on the horizon. But you probably meant, like, musically. Like
yeah, playing music.
Yeah.
We're getting a good example of Adam Bodine's humor, though. It's wonderful. Kind of reminds me of Rob Mullins because he's an entertainer, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Funny guy. But anyway, any big
projects?
He once
told me, Rob, just keep making albums. Just make albums. Just keep recording albums. Just
That's
make
a very
albums.
Good Rob Mullins.
So that's on the, well, I wish it were on the docket. It takes time to kind of plan that out, but just about ready to, schedule it. With the studio.
Yeah.
So I've done my past four albums with Colin Bricker over at Mighty Fine Productions.
Yeah.
And so the next one, I would hope and assume would be there as well. So it's a matter of lining up the time and scheduling those days to go in and track, and then, you know, getting the musicians on board for that. And then I've got probably 75%-ish ready sheet music-wise, you know, composed, but that's a lot of work too, because...
Finding the time.
Yeah, especially when you got... And I got a puppy. My wife and I have a puppy, so...
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How old's the puppy?
The puppy is 10 months old.
Okay. All right. So potty trained by now, I'm sure.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Although he did jump up on the kitchen table when the HVAC repairman came to our house today. That was, we hadn't seen that before.
Wanted to help. Adam, thank you
for coming
in. Hey,
thank you, Paul.
This has been fun. So tell us about this. We're going to play another song.
Okay.
Okay, we got some time? Oh, yeah, we got plenty of time. From Off-Screen Pursuits, this is Fermented Twilight.
I don't mean to correct you. This is actually from the previous album titled Scenes of Changery.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. Thanks for correcting me. All the letters are just jumbled together. I don't have my glasses on. So tell us about this song.
This tune, you know, I guess I should maybe dedicate to my wife. I don't even know if she knows this.
Yeah,
but
this is being recorded, so yes, that's a good idea.
Oh, man. We're going to celebrate our first wedding anniversary in a couple days.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I guess I wrote it with, you know, her in mind and us growing old together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fermented.
Fermented Twilight. You know, they say you're the twilight of your years.
Ah.
Right?
Well, you're young, so...
Well, that's, you know, I'm seeing it in the future. Of,
yeah,
you know, when
sure.
you make that commitment.
Okay.
Yes, we're growing older together, so Fermented Twilight, this has a, you know...
A fermented sound?
Feel? I guess, yeah. She likes kombucha, too, a lot, so maybe that's
part of it.
Oh,
okay. Okay, well, it's good for the gut. All right, Adam, thank you.
Thanks,
Adam Bodine with the Quintet... Live at Nocturne, two sets this Saturday night starting at 6. You can find more information online at KUVO.org. Adam, again, thank you.
Thank you.